I'm Tom King with this WSAU web update. Ukraine's new president is calling on armed groups in his country to lay down their weapons. Petro Poroshenko has also promised amnesty for those who have blood on their hands during his inauguration speech in Kiev today. Poroshenko is already drawing a hard line on insurgents, calling them gangsters and killers, as he promised to freeze them out of any dialogue with his government. The feds are now sending hundreds of illegal migrant children to a holding center in Nogales, Arizona. More than 400 minors were dumped at the facility on Friday, and over 700 will be dropped over there the weekend. Federal agencies say Texas is overwhelmed by the numbers of people crossing the border illegally, so they are now being transported to Arizona. Actor Tracy Morgan critically injured following a car crash on the New Jersey Turnpike. The 30 Rock star was traveling in a limo bus that was involved in a crash with a couple of tractor trailers overnight. A federal judge has struck down parts of Wisconsin's state ban on same-sex marriage. In the wake of the ruling by Judge Barbara Crabb, some county officials around the state have begun issuing licenses. However, Attorney General J.B. Van Hollen says he will seek an emergency federal court order to stop the marriages. Wisconsin becomes the 27th state where same-sex couples can now marry under law, or where a judge has struck down laws to ban same-sex marriage. U.S. Representative Ron Kind commented on the ruling at the state Democratic convention.
The decision that she rendered respecting marriage equality here in the state of Wisconsin. It was long overdue, and it was the right thing to do, because throughout our history, discrimination has not worked very well for our country. Second-class citizen has not worked very well for our country.
Meanwhile, the Democratic convention also welcomed gubernatorial candidate Mary Burke, who addressed the crowd last night. She says that the election needs to happen because Scott Walker is leading the state in the wrong direction.
Democratic gubernatorial candidate Mary Burke speaks to the crowd of delegates and other Democrats at the party's annual convention.
Scott Walker has failed in his obligation to the people of Wisconsin. True leadership brings people together. That's how we do our best work. And true leadership puts people ahead of politics and special interest.
Burke expresses concern about the direction Governor Walker is taking Wisconsin, saying another 4 years under the Republican governor would render the state unrecognizable. The latest Marquette poll shows Burke and Walker running head-to-head. Jackie Johnson, Wisconsin Radio Network.
A Wisconsin billionaire has pleaded guilty to sexually assaulting a teen girl. 59-year-old Samuel Johnson III was convicted of fourth-degree sexual assault and disorderly conduct in a Racine courtroom yesterday. Prosecutors say Johnson's charges were downgraded from a felony to a misdemeanor when the family of the victim refused to cooperate. Four more people made an appearance before a judge Friday after being arrested following a drug raid in Marathon County. 56-year-old Gerald Gould of Mosinee is charged with maintaining a drug house. His three sons are also facing charges. Assistant DA Lance Leonard says he's not surprised by the number of charges.
People don't just sell one type of drug. They sell multiple. So when we're investigating a heroin investigation, it's not unusual that we find other controlled substances being trafficked by other individuals.
56-year-old Marsha Moore is also charged with aiding a felon by falsifying information.
This defendant made some statements indicating that she had, in fact, possessed that cellular phone and was attempting to delete the memory that was contained on that phone. So certainly that was the basis for the harboring or aiding a felon.
The Stevens Point police chief is applying for an additional job. Kevin Reuter would like the open seat on the Stevens Point school board. Reuter says he applied for the opening on Thursday. The board will appoint someone to fill the unexpired term of Renee Shibley, who resigned at the end of May. The school board will meet on Monday. And a Wausau man that was connected to many community organizations and educational institutions has died. G. Lane Ware was chairman of the Wausau-based Reuter Ware Law Firm, but he was also the first appointed president of McDevco. Ware worked to bring both business and educational opportunities to the area. He's also been active with both UW-Marathon County and UW-Stevens Point, and he guided the formation of the Wausau Area Performing Arts Foundation, helped raise money for the Arts Block Project, which led to the Great Hall by the Grand Theater, and also has held leadership positions with the Wisconsin Humanities Council, the Woodson Art Museum, and Aspirus Health Foundation. That's news. I'm Tom King, Central Wisconsin's Fox News Station, WSAU.